Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service. Today's snow showers, temperature rising to near 31, then falling to around 17 during the remainder of the day. Wind chill values as low as zero, breezy with a southwest wind 9 to 14 miles per hour, becoming gusty with winds as high as 31 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 90%, total daytime snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. Tonight, isolated snow showers after 3 a.m., patchy blowing snow before 7 p.m., mostly clear with a low around 9. Saturday, snow showers likely, cloudy with a high near 15, wind chill values as low as 1 below 0, north wind 6 to 11 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation is 60% with new snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. And on Saturday night, a 30% chance of snow before midnight, cloudy with a low around 2. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 11 degrees. And in the news, in a report shared with the Nearly Noon News, WPR is reporting today that after years of leading the nation in farm bankruptcies, the latest federal data shows Wisconsin has returned to more normal levels of new filings. Federal court data shows Wisconsin only had 10 Chapter 12 bankruptcy cases filed in the 12 months before September 30, 2022. Chapter 12 is a bankruptcy code that allows farmers who are carrying too much debt to reorganize their business and potentially have some of their debt forgiven. The latest total is a 72% decline from the same period in 2021, when there were 36 new cases filed in the state. At that time, the Western District of Wisconsin by itself was tied with Minnesota for highest number of cases in the nation. In 2020, the same report showed 78 Chapter 12 filings, with Western Wisconsin again leading the nation for the highest number of cases. At the 2023 Wisconsin Agricultural Outlook Forum this week, Paul Mitchell, director of the Rank Agribusiness Institute at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, said part of the decline is likely from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's move to stop past due debt collections and farm foreclosures during the COVID-19 pandemic. In January 2021, the USDA suspended adverse actions against borrowers with a direct loan from the Farm Service Agency and encouraged ag leaders that provide FSA-guaranteed loans to provide more flexibility to producers. Mitchell is quoted here saying, after 2 years of high income and increased land values, the average farmer is going into 2023 in a solid financial position, with their debts paid down, loans refinanced with lower interest rates, increased equity on their balance sheets from all those land values increases. Mitchell concludes by saying, quote, like I said, it's a solid financial situation for the average farmer, not every farmer, but the average farmer. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.